High temperatures in many northeastern cities through Friday will be in the 90s, 96 for Hartford, 95 in New York City, and 92 in Albany. Anthony Locanto is a National Weather Service meteorologist stationed in Burlington, Vermont.
Daytime highs are going to be into the, you know, we'll approach the upper 80s to low 90s. Combined with the humidity's heat index values or apparent temperature values, those are going to be around approaching 100 degrees. Certainly, that's going to, just that haze, that hot and humid feel will certainly make outdoor activities certainly feel more strenuous, that's for sure. But as far as, you know, putting this stretch of heat in terms of any kind of, you know, contacts, it's certainly not something we haven't experienced before. And, you know, we typically get, you know, a few days to about a week or so where we do get pretty warm. And this is, you know, this is actually the kind of the climatological, the warmest part of the year. Not something that's out of the ordinary, but you know, anytime you get this heat up here, certainly people take notice of it.
Some people believe the summer has been a wash. Instead of warm weather and outdoor activities, the heat, humidity, and thunderstorms have driven them to take refuge in air-conditioned places, not to mention the relentless mosquitoes.
Yeah, I mean, the mosquito problem, just because it's been so wet, we've had one of our wettest summers. You know, that and combined with the heat certainly is going to make, I mean, especially just with how humid it's been, it certainly will foster more in the way of mosquitoes, especially if the water's standing.
Locanto says oppressive weather is here to stay for a few more days. Officials throughout WAMC's listening area urge residents to take precautions. Ulster County Emergency Management's Art Snyder.
We would like everyone to just slow down, stay inside if at all possible. Stay out of the direct sun. Just some very basic common sense thing, you know, like drink plenty of fluids, stay in air conditioning if that's at all possible, stay out of the sun. If you do have to go outside, wear some light and loose clothing. Try to avoid any strenuous work that you have to do in the afternoon hours. Try to do it in the early morning or late afternoon. Check on your neighbors, and especially the elderly, and please don't leave your pets in the car. Find a place to go, whether it be a library, mall, any other type of public space. In addition, some of our municipalities have opened up their town halls and so on.
Researchers who have studied cooling centers found that people tend not to go to places they don't normally frequent, and many times those who could most benefit from cooling shelters shun them. They note that people who live alone or keep to themselves are especially vulnerable during heat waves, and these are the individuals that concerned neighbors, friends, and family members should check on from time to time. Central Hudson spokesman John Masurgian says, as expected, electric usage is up across the utility's service area.
The electric use yesterday peaked at 1,137 megawatts at 5 o'clock. That is not a record, but it is very high. There are several steps customers can take to help manage their energy use during this hot weather. For example, use large appliances at night when the temperatures are cooler. For example, dishwashers and dryers, washing machines should be used during off hours to help reduce load on the system. Also, customers can draw their blinds or shades during the day to keep the radiant heat of the sun out of their homes, which will help relieve some of the stress on their air conditioners. Remember to unplug devices that aren't being used, particularly those that draw energy when they're not in use. For example, cell phone chargers, television sets, some stereo systems, these all continue to use energy even though those devices are turned off. Increase your thermostat setting for your air conditioner, particularly if the home is not occupied or during the hours the home is not occupied.
Health risks include nausea or sickness due to poor air quality and possibility of heat stroke, which could lead to death. The experts advise drinking plenty of fluids and wearing lightweight, light-colored clothing. There is a list of tips and some of the area cooling stations and other links at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.